Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 952. This is your host, Danny, live from Los Angeles. I just got to the hotel right now because I was taking out the grand finals of the Call of Duty World League Championship 2019. The event took place at a UCLA. Overall, the event was awesome. It was super dope. My voice is kind of out there right now because I was just screaming and talking to everybody, doing interviews, and it was a lot of fun. Lots of fun. But, you know, first of all, congratulations to E-United. They came hard during this tournament. I couldn't attend the one that they had in Miami a couple months ago. Actually, last month, I couldn't be there because I had to attend the event in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. But thank God I was here, man, to check this out, man. Because I love CWL champs. I'm always, for the past few years now, ever since Call of Duty XP, I've been attending the tournaments. So lots of fun. I have a couple interviews here. I have an interview with Marissa. She's been in the industry for a while now. And we had a great conversation about her career, about esports. We talk about the tournament. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to play that later on. Also, a very short interview with the MVP himself from E-United, Simp, and that was a great, great interview. Very short, super short, because there were so many people that were trying to interview them at the event. So also, one thing that I really, really enjoy about the event is that, you know, I met, you know, Optic Gaming, had him on the show. Shout out to Hector. It was cool seeing them live, because the rumor is this might be their last year being part of CWL. So I know on Twitter it's trending right now, hashtag Green Wall. But it was awesome seeing the fans just cheering. Look, every time I go to their events, to Call of Duty World League, every time I go to an event, you see the fans, Optic Gaming, going crazy, screaming, cheering for them. Man, fans everywhere, man. I love seeing that, man. I love seeing that. So it was cool being part of that moment, you know, so that they got to play. So my first match so far out of the whole tournament, it was today, Sunday, the last day, E-United versus Optic Gaming. Wow, what a match. That was freaking amazing. I was like, look, I'm getting breakfast, getting my coffee. That's the first thing I'm going to watch is that match. It was awesome. So shout out to Arctic. I know he was rooting for E-United the whole time. So Arctic, there you go, man. Day one. Shout out to him, man. A community member, man. Also, always helping us out on Twitch and on Discord. So shout out to him, man.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so going to be playing the interviews, but first, head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our podcast episodes. Everything is there. You can find us on any podcast app. Also, join our Discord, discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Talk to the community. We have members from all over the world. I think right now we have 800 members, not over 800. So let's take it to 1,000. Let's do that. So all you have to do is join. You could use any device, your computer, mobile device, tablet, doesn't matter. Join the conversation. It's totally, totally free. All right, so before I play the interviews, sorry again, my voice is like this because, man, I've been screaming the whole time and talking. But later this week, be on the lookout for content all the way from Germany. Paris is there. recording live at Gamescom. We have a lot of surprises. I'm not going to say anything. Just be on the lookout. If you're a subscriber, you're going to get all the content. If you're not a subscriber, this is an opportunity for you to go right now and subscribe, because we're going to have a lot of content from Gamescom. And this is our first year attending there. So shout out to Paris. Paris, I hope you're having fun over there, man. All right. So I'm going to play the both interviews here. First, I'm going to play the interview with Simp from E-United. This is a very short interview. It's like less than 2 minutes or so. But we're going to play that. And then after that, we're going to continue the show with Marissa. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, man. So we have Simp here, man. First of all, congratulations, man. Wow, that was a great, great final match, man.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the experience, man, so far for the finals, man. How was it for you guys, man? Especially for you.
The entire tournament?
Yeah, entire tournament.
You know, we went into this, you know, really confident that we could win it.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of cruised through winner's bracket, and besides, like, the EG match and maybe the Optic match.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, after the year of the team, I think we all knew that, you know, after last event, playoffs, we knew that we could win this event.
One thing I noticed, you guys started slow this morning, man. What happened? What was the change for you guys at that moment?
You know, first maps are always slow for us, even if you scrim in the back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just there was, like, a switch that flipped mm-hmm. in our head just because of how we lost the first map pretty badly. It was, like, 150
yeah,
points in the hard point.
Yeah. I was like, what happened? They're always on point. What's going on?
Yeah, and I think after that, we talked and we realized what we needed to fix, and we fixed it.
So what was the changes you guys made from when you guys played in Miami now to this, to the champs?
From Miami to here?
Yeah. So strategy-wise.
There wasn't really no difference, really. We just kind of, but the time from then to now, we kind of just worked on the maps that we were bad at
mm-hmm.
and just kept making sure that we were using our teamwork correctly.
Yeah, and which one was your favorite match out of the whole tournament?
Probably the Optic one.
Yeah? And why was that?
Just because the crowd makes the matches really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when,
yeah.
you know, the crowd's on your side and you win, it's like a relieving feeling.
Yeah. But yeah, but after you guys were done, super quiet.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. But I just want to say congrats, man.
Thank you.
And also, MVP, man. How's it feel to get the MVP award, man?
You know, this event, I wasn't really sure if I deserved it. You know, I had a good event,
man?
Because, you know, Alec and, or Arcides and Abizi both have really good events.
Yeah.
So I thought one of them deserved it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll take it.
So what's next now, man? What's next for you guys?
I guess we'll see you next year.
Yeah, man. Well, I just want to say congrats and
thank you.
All right, cool. Thanks for interviewing me.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
So we're still here live at CWL Champs, and I have a good friend of ours that we've been bumping here and there, like different events, and Marissa, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm amazing. Thank you. This is fun. I feel like a long time coming. You and I met forever ago at Assassin's Creed. Was it Far Cry or Assassin's Creed?
Either one of the two. I think it was Assassin's Creed Unity or
maybe
Far Cry Primal.
It was definitely UB based.
There
was a UB fan there.
Yes.
Always a good time meeting with you, but also like the crew. Get to hang out with the boys. Yeah, I've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in the prairies of Canada. Let's start way back. I grew up in the prairies of Canada, moved mm-hmm. to Toronto to do my thing. I got into gaming journalism. I always kind of wanted to do either video games or baseball, like obsessed with both of those things. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I'm actually terrible at building these things or playing these things, but I love talking about these things and just having them in my life constantly. They mm-hmm. also bring me, video games bring me so much joy. Like I had gone through kind of just like a rough patch in my life, and I feel like video games always buoyed my spirits. They always brought me happiness. So I just figured I would want to base my life around the things that brought me joy, and video games did that for me. So mm-hmm. I did that. I went to journalism school. I got onto a TV show here, not here in Canada, we're in the US right now, in Canada, called EP Daily and Reviews in the Run. I got to review video games for a living, which was so much fun, and just talk to developers and just fly places and meet amazing people, and mm-hmm. Just living a blessed life of talking about video games. And From there, I kind of started working with Xbox. I host a show for their community called Xbox All for One in Canada. And then I got into esports. I got into esports because it seems like a natural progression, talking about video games going into esports, but it's not that way at all. As you know, coming from the gaming community, there are two separate things. There are two separate avenues that you could go down, really, and they don't ever really connect. I guess Fortnite is kind of bridging the divide at this point, but they're just two separate avenues. So I had to kind of choose what my love was going to be at that time. And because esports kind of combines the things I love, gaming and sports, it just made sense for me to host these tournaments. So I got into CSGO. That was my first tournament that I ever hosted. FGC, Distant Street Fighter, Rocket League, just getting them all in and enjoying every moment with different communities and getting to meet all these incredible people. Mm-hmm. And you just feel, the more people you meet and the more communities you get to be a part of, the more excited you feel about the industry that you're in. Like, sure, there's some seedy business people. Absolutely. I guess it's the same in any industry. Mm-hmm. But you kind of navigate through that and find your way. So very blessed to be doing that. I host a show in Canada on Jinx TV Canada called Unmuted, where it's like, pardon the interruption, I just argue with my co-host about esports.
I seen the clips.
Yeah. Yo, we get super spiced. Like, but we put each other down.
I love that.
It's the best because he really is my brother. Mm-hmm. So we're able to just insult each other and still love each other at the end of the day. Yeah. And then in the morning, before I go to that studio, I go to TSN, which is ESPN sister station in Canada. And I host a show there on their Instagram, stories called Digital Sports Center. And that's just 3 minutes of sports and memes. And it's just super entertaining. The best way to get what's happening in sports right now in your face. For 3 minutes. So I do that in the morning, then I go to the other studio to talk esports. So sports, esports daily. And now I'm here at COD Champs talking to you.
You work really, really hard. See.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
but what was it that inspired you to get into this? Like, was it a game? Was it someone in the industry?
With gaming, it was me leaving behind all of my games when I was 18. Leaving home, my parents were super strict, so they kept me home by giving me, which obviously it's wonderful, they would buy me video games, so I wouldn't complain about not being able to go have sleepovers with friends or like just go out. It was school, mm-hmm. it was dance lessons, and it was home. That's it. You're not allowed to do anything outside of that because I'm like their baby girl, and it's like they're Italian, protective, and you know. But they always said when I was 18, I could, and I don't live under the roof, I could do whatever I wanted. So I worked really hard to basically build a life for myself outside of the home and like the protection that I had there. So I left. I moved to Toronto. I left all my video games behind, and then I just started working, and I just felt like something was missing. I didn't know what it was. Went to school, was really kind of miserable. I went to school for like theater and dance, and I had a hip injury, so I was down and out. And my boyfriend at the time was like, wait, didn't you used to play video games? Yeah, I did. I used to play, but you think they're like kid things, right? You just kind of leave them behind. Like, no, I'm trying to be an adult and start a new life. No, like, have you ever played Super Mario Sunshine? No, I had never played Super Mario Sunshine.
GameCube, okay, right? Great. GameCube
So he got me GameCube. He got me Super Mario Sunshine, and honestly, that was like one of the best summers of my life because I was so down and out, so depressed, having like this quarterly life crisis. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I gonna do with my life? And Super Mario Sunshine just like brought me to life. It gave me so much joy. So to this day, I still think it's the best Mario game ever made.
That's
yes,
awesome.
I've played all of them, but I still think Super Mario Sunshine is the best. Bring back Flood. My God, where's the sequel? Where is the sequel to Super Mario Sunshine? Yes. Yeah. And then also diving deeper into video games, because I had always done like platformers, puzzles, that kind of life. I had never really, outside of Pokemon, played an RPG, because like JRPGs are a different vibe, right? Mm-hmm. So I played for the first time an Elder Scrolls game, Oblivion, and that
awesome
was like
so
incredible to me to actually dive into this and live in this game. I remember not going to work, like calling off work, and just not showering. I had like a big pot of soup on the stove that I would just go to every so often to play, wrapping myself in a blanket and just playing Oblivion for a full week, no contact with anybody
else.
Oh God, I don't even know. I think Steve Tilley, my former co-host, and I were trying to calculate how many hours I'd put into it. I forget the number, but because we had a panel at Fan Expo in Canada where we talked about it, but it was like a disgusting amount. Where when Skyrim came out, same vibe. Like I had to just. There's something so special about these games that just There's something about just living in a world for a while and escaping your real life and not. It doesn't cause anybody harm. It's also like it's kind of nice for you to, it's like a little vacation. And if you can't afford going somewhere, just buy a video game and live it, especially if it's an RPG, just live in it for a little while.
I know when you got into the whole esports scene and industry, how was it different back then? I know last time you were here, CWL was like, what, 2 years ago? Maybe
so
3 years ago?
So CWL Champs, was my first esports event. That was 4 years ago in LA. It was at LA Live. My first experience just at an esports event. I had no idea. I had no idea the scale and scope of all of it. Like the casters, the talent, the players. You just don't put any respect on it. Respect. I would say respect on it because... you're not living in it, so you don't realize how much work this all is, the production of it all. It was such an eye-opener for me. I loved it, but I was still working for a company that didn't cover video games. Mm-hmm. And it's getting very loud now.
Chance
is happening. The grand finals are about to begin.
It's about to start in a few minutes.
So exciting. But that's it. Like, it's the excitement of this world and like getting to see the fans and how community is so important here. And you don't, if you're not in it, you don't realize it. You like these guys devote their lives to following these players, to following these orgs, to just, and they give like them all their money. They wait for like exclusive merch that comes out. Like they are devoted fans. It's so interesting to see communities like this and see how they grow and evolve. And so now that I'm doing sports, I want to somehow bridge that gap and try to make it. So I'm not going to force it. I just want to see if there's an audience that loves sports, but also respects esports and wants to follow these scenes and maybe just pick up a little bit of what they're missing because maybe their kids are watching and they don't know and they have no way to connect with them. Like, this is it. It's these communities just going to events like this that's so special.
And what do you think about, like, companies like TSN Sports, ESPN, that are now trying to get that audience from that watches esports online and everything? Like, your thoughts about that? Because that's pretty cool because a lot of times, a lot of them, they really don't understand the industry and they're still learning, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, ESPN Esports is like, they have Arda there, which is good because Arda's been doing esports for a long time. As long as they're hiring the right people, I think they'll be okay. It's just seeing some other, entities that maybe just like see dollar signs. It's because this is a business, right? And people sometimes forget that it's a business. So their bottom line is to make money. So they have to find out a way to, yes, get an audience, but also somehow find a spot for them in this world where they can make money and they can retain some kind of audience, entertain them, give them what they want, but also get sponsorship dollars. So if they can somehow do that, that's great. ESPN does sponsor different events too, which is nice to see. I guess we'll just see what happens because for me, it's still weird to see esports on television because you and I watch it online.
Yeah.
And we get it free.
We just open an
online.
App and that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not sure where the future of that will be on television and what the numbers truly are. And if they're an engaged audience, we don't know that. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to see where these platforms go and if there's going to be a pay-per-view scenario, especially with Twitch. But there's just been some seedy behavior with Twitch lately as well that I'm just not sure where that's going. I'd love to see that cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to see where Caffeine goes. I'm so excited about Mixer and the potential there. We'll see. And Facebook, like, unfortunately, didn't really pan out. I know they did an H1Z1 thing for a minute. It didn't really work out. It's all just water testing, right? It's not... Nothing is set in stone right now. Everything is gray. There's so many jobs and so many jobs being created now in esports, which is very exciting for people out there that love gaming, that want to get involved. I do implore you to, look and search for esports jobs because it might be something that's, good for you, but also be aware that there are companies out there that could be taking advantage of your time. So make sure that it's worth your while and make sure that the companies are on the up and up. They're reputable.
Yeah.
And that you'll get paid because I'm seeing some of these orgs fall by the wayside because they're not paying their players. It comes out in the media. It's a whole thing. So just got to clean it up. It's still new.
Let's talk about CWL.
Yeah.
So your thoughts you said you've been here before.
Yeah.
So what you thought about...
This scene?
Yeah.
It's so funny because Call of Duty is... Because I've hosted Call of Duty tournament as well. It's definitely a different vibe than other esports, whereas like Rocket League is like very family friendly and you see a lot of families there. Mm-hmm. And Call of Duty, I love it, but unfortunately, there's still a big gap between men and women that love being here and love watching. You see some women in the crowd. I would love to see more.
Yeah.
Slowly, I think we'll get there, but it's still very much like a bro culture here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so lovely. Like, these players are so lovely. They're so kind. They're so sweet. Like, they'll take time and do interviews with you as well, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to other esports, the ratio of men to women is still quite high on the male side. Maybe mm-hmm. that'll change with time. I don't know. But you'd love to see it. Maybe because other esports have cosplay, they have different outlets for like different groups of women that take part, or even like a women's scene where they, like in CSGO, where they play a lot as well. I would love to see that in COD if we could like boost the women in attendance. Because I honestly, I love women. I'm not saying that because I am one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just love them. And the more women that we see here, the more we'll support each other as well, right? So it won't just be such a boys' club.
Yeah, I would like to see more also teams. Like, I know NBA 2K, they just got one, right? For like, they joined a team too, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
For the first time ever. But at the same time, I felt like it was kind of like forced, I think.
Mm.
Because they're really hurting in like viewership. That's my opinion, but I would like to see more of like women being part of like esports teams competing. You know,
yeah. I mean,
like I see a lot of casters.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. You know,
love that. Love the host for these sports events as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you can't force this stuff. You just can't force it. It has to be something that will happen over time.
Yes.
And I think it will, because more and more girls are being given controllers instead of like Barbie dolls, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It starts young, and it is a thing that men, scientifically, I believe it's been proven that men have a greater depth of field, better hand-eye coordination, mm-hmm. and so for that reason makes them better gamers. So if that's the reason why more women aren't competing, then I understand it. If it's like a physical thing, then that makes sense. But outside of that, there's no reason why we can't be competing on the same level. So maybe it's just going to take some more time. I love seeing all the women in the FGC. Love it. Want to see more of it.
Yeah.
Love that there are players stepping up. I love that there was a girl in the Overwatch League as well. I think it's just going to be one of those things that we evolve as humans, right? So with controllers being put in like your baby's hand, put controllers in your baby girl's hands. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Put a mouse and keyboard in front of her. See what she can do with it. So many women streamers are doing so well right now.
Yeah.
So to see them compete would be cool as well, just to bring more attention to it. It's just going to take time.
Let's talk about that moment that you recorded yesterday. Somebody was crying in the crowd. And
oh my gosh.
I think you were sitting next to him.
I was sitting right in front of Scratch.
What happened? That was a really cool moment. And it went viral online.
It did, yeah. I honestly was not. I don't expect any tweet to go viral, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just was sitting right in front of Scraps. Didn't even realize it because I just saw that Reciprocity was playing. Like, oh my gosh, I love Weskin. Gonna sit down, gonna watch. They win. So excited. I was like cheering for Weskin. And then all of a sudden, like, I turn around and I see this kid with his hands in front of his face in tears. Like, he's upset. But I didn't know who, like, I didn't actually look to see who it was. I just saw this kid was crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I went to go console him, but then his mom came over. I'm like, okay, no, he's good. And then I tried to see who it was. I'm like, wait a minute, that's Scraps. He's crying for his bro.
That's so cool.
I just couldn't. I had to capture the moment because it was just the sweetest thing ever. And these are the moments that I live for. These are the moments that people outside of esports need to see and understand,
mm-hmm.
that these kids are grinding. They work so friggin' hard and they support mm-hmm. each other. And to see that, like, there's a couple of twins in Call of Duty, actually, but to see these boys supporting each other and the love there, the fact they're on different teams, they're technically competitors, but the fact that Weskin was wearing Scraps' jersey on stage in support of him, to say that his brother was still in it, he's with me playing this game with me, it was just like this incredible brotherly love. They're my favorite duo out the womb for sure.
That's cool. So what's next for you now?
Because
you're always working, you're always busy, you know, going
around. No, it's good. I feel very blessed. I feel very fortunate. And I work hard. I think you have to work hard to maintain this life. If you want to keep finding work, you have to keep grinding and hustling. That's just the way life is, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, we'll see what's next. I'm still working with TSN. Love doing the sports content. Definitely pitching them on more esports stuff, which is why I'm here for them, covering this esports tournament. And just show the sports world kind of what's up with esports. And that's, like, my main goal. That's my next main goal. We'll see if I can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, you got to come up to TDOT. You gotta come out to Toronto.
Yeah, maybe I gotta go over there. I've never been there.
Oh my gosh, you have to come. So, when they announce, I guess that we already know that Splice is gonna be the team that comes to Toronto. It's gonna be Toronto's team. But when they actually roll out the red carpet for all of this and we see them play in Toronto, you gotta come up.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Great time, hanging out with you too.
Yeah, of course. Oh my gosh. So much fun.
Yes, yes. And hopefully we could record not only, you know, us, but
yeah,
Paris could join in, right?
Would love that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Love
that'd
the awesome crew.
All right, so if anybody want to follow you on Twitter,
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would be great. I'm Marissa Roberto on Twitter, just at Marissa Roberto, and on Instagram, I'm at mrob29. I just went with my gamer tag there. I know you're supposed to have the same tag on everything. I poorly branded myself. Just mrob29, mrob29, and I post daily stories there. It's usually a good time. And then TSN, TSN official, TSN underscore official is where my show is on TSN every single day, 3 minutes on their Instagram story. Yeah. It's free, baby.
Yeah, make sure to check it out. All right, thanks a lot, Marissa. All right, cool.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, that's it, everybody. Thank you for listening to a very short episode of Gamer Tag Radio. But remember, also check out the previous episodes that released during CWO Champs. Make sure to check it out. And later this week, we're going to be posting content, hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday, around there. We're going to be posting a lot of stuff from Gamescom. So shout out to Paris once again. Make sure to follow him for behind the scenes, pictures, tweets, video. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, Vicious696. Also follow me on Twitter, Godfrey, GODFREE. All right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.